Yet again, we bring you special greetings. It's that day and that time again where we meet on Jane's Erin Heartlines program. But today we have a special guest. You'll be glad to hear that we are continuing with the financial program. And we have one of our renowned debt counselors who is a former banker. We are so excited that she's continuing to give us this insight. Her name is Romy Govender. Some of you who listens to Jane CR may be hearing her on a weekly basis on financial program on Tuesdays at 16:45. Greetings, Romy.
Hi, Monica. Thank you so much for having me on this program. I hope all of you are well.
Thank you so much. You know, last week you really gave us quite a bit on this topic, and we are so glad. I just want us to help somebody who was not listening to the program, because I remember you told us what happens if one skips payment on a loan. What is debt counseling? How does it work? How can one apply for it? And what are the costs and so on, and what happens after that? But just in a short summary, so that where somebody who's not listening, because today we just want to look at the challenges in the industry and the positives, because we know that you have got a vast experience. 12 years is a long time as a debt counselor.
Oh, it will be my pleasure, Monica. So just to recap from last week, we did speak, I did mention that if listeners, if you are struggling to make ends meet, remember, debt counseling is actually a lifeline that is made available to you to help you to manage your debts and to ensure protection in terms of the National Credit Act. Debt counseling is actually not for you if you are managing to pay your debts on time every month. So if any one of you who's and you don't have a problem, no challenges financially, you are really blessed. You don't need to listen in onto this program. But for those of you who are struggling now, especially with the high cost of living, remember, debt counseling is a lifeline. I know there is a very bad perception out there in the marketplace of debt counseling. Don't be misled by that. You just need to be vigilant. And also, as I said last week, you know, you must go by your gut instinct. You must do your research. So remember, you have to enlist the services of a registered debt counselor. A debt counselor has to be registered with the National Credit Regulator. This is in terms of the National Credit Act. Monica, I did mention that we are so fortunate in our country that we have all these acts that actually are there to protect us and to help us, like the National Credit Act, the Consumer Protection Act, and the POPI Act. So remember, debt counseling is a process that is available for you if you are over indebted. So not everybody qualifies for debt review, only if you are over indebted, but you also have to have money. You have to have money to repay your debts. So in order to for you to go under debt review, as I said, you must enlist the services of a registered debt counselor. Even though there are a number of companies out there offering debt counseling, only an individual, a natural person, is registered as a debt counselor with the National Credit Regulator. The debt counselor will have a unique registration number. And only that registered debt counselor can offer the services of a debt counselor and negotiate on your behalf with the credit providers. So I know that there are a number of companies out there that are advertising debt counseling or debt review. That could be their marketing department, but be careful, because very often you get calls from an agent, and the agent actually tries to market their product or get you to sign an application form. But you need to make sure that you are speaking directly with the registered debt counselor and not to a sales agent. The sales agent might take in an application form, but you must make sure that you make it clear to the sales agent that you want to speak to the registered debt counselor before they enter you into this program. So in order for you to qualify for debt review, you must have an income or a means of repaying your debts. Your debt counselor will negotiate with your credit providers on your behalf and reduce your monthly debt installments in line with your affordability. Now, the way a debt counselor does this is by negotiating reduced interest rates and fees and extending the repayment term of your debts. It has to be within reason. So the debt counselor must explain the entire process and the costs to you at the outset. So in the first interview, they must explain all of this to you. If you receive a call from a call center agent offering to place you under debt review, please ensure that you tell them not to place you under debt review until you receive all the pertinent information and until you give them the go-ahead to proceed. So that, I think, was a short recap of last week's session, Monica. I hope I haven't missed anything out.
Thank you so much, Romy. And you know what I've noticed with the radio? One may be listening and does not fall in any of these areas we are touching today. But you never know. Somebody that you know, a church, a family member, may be going through some challenges. And for you to listen to this program and you get Romy's number, then you can refer them to Romy so that they are not taken by surprise by these fly-by-night debt counselors. They can get the right service and the right information. So I would like to encourage you, even if you are not on the debt program or in line with it, but still do listen and take the numbers in the end. It may help somebody, and it helps to keep it handy. You never know what tomorrow may bring. So
that's an excellent point, Monica. Sorry, yeah, it is. Everybody can benefit out of listening. Knowledge is power, eh?
Exactly. Especially because, you know, we as Christians are the ones who should be leading by example in these programs. So if they listen to this and then when they meet with their women or a brotherhood, they can start discussing these things that they've heard you talking about. But because of time, you know, Jeans, air time flies. Tell us, Romy, then, what are the positives of debt counseling? In a nutshell.
Okay, so the positives, as I mentioned earlier, it is a lifeline for those of us who are struggling to make ends meet. A person under debt review saves a substantial amount in costs with interest rates, service fees, penalty charges, and legal fees. So there could be a huge saving if you got a good debt counselor. You have legal protection in terms of the National Credit Act. This means that if a credit provider, if you're in arrears with one of your debts, like your house or your car, and the credit provider hasn't already commenced legal action or what we term in the credit industry as enforcement action, it means that they cannot proceed or commence legal action after you applied for debt review. So as soon as a consumer, it's advisable that a consumer should look at the option of going, of speaking to a debt counselor if they find that they are struggling to make their full payments every month, if they find that they are skipping payments or that they are short paying, or if they're borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. You know, maybe one month you're paying one debt and skipping another debt. The next month you're catching up on that second debt and you're skipping another debt. So don't wait until your situation deteriorates to such an extent where your credit providers have already proceeded with legal action. You need to see a debt counselor, and before they take legal action against you, you must make sure that you go and or you talk to a debt counselor. So that is one of the positives with debt counseling. Also, there's no more stress. Once you've seen a debt counselor, the debt counselor will deal with your credit providers and with your debt collectors. So even if you find that one of your debts have been handed over to a debt collector, you can still get help from the debt counselor, and the debt counselor can speak to your debt collectors on your behalf. The other positive is that you make a single payment via a payment distribution agency towards all your debts. It's another form of debt consolidation, but it's actually not debt consolidation. It's payment consolidation. So you're not paying five different credit providers. You just make one payment to the payment distribution agency, and the payment distribution agency will distribute the funds on your behalf in line with the arrangement that the debt counselor has made on your behalf. It also helps you with your budget, because your debt counselor will actually firstly, when you in your first consultation, your debt counselor will help you, will go through your budget with you, and then the debt counselor will determine how much you have that you can commit to paying towards your debts. And that amount remains fixed throughout the process. It's not like it's going to change every other month. You know, you made an arrangement with the debt counselor and you're going to be paying 3,000 Rand a month towards your debts for the next 60 months. You know that's a fixed cost that you can take into consideration. So it helps you with your budgeting. But also, you are not locked into this process. So if you applied for debt review and you find that your situation has changed and you are able to pay more towards your debt review, it doesn't mean that you're locked up into this long process. You can pay extra towards your debts. You can settle your debts anytime you want to, and you can get off the process. So there is some flexibility. Now, remember, with the high cost of living now, interest rates went up by 0.5% last week. Fuel prices going up next week. You know, the cost of living is going up constantly. So listeners, if you're finding that you're struggling to make ends meet, please speak to a debt counselor, but make sure that you speak to a reputable debt counselor. Go to somebody that has been recommended. I did mention that to you last week. I spoke in depth about you doing your due diligence and making sure that you know who you are dealing with. The other advantage of debt review and debt counseling is the same thing. The other advantage is that at the end of this process, the debt counselor will issue a clearance certificate and remove you from debt review, and you start off with a clean slate. Okay, wow. So those are some of the positives about debt counseling, Monica.
Having said all these positives on the debt counseling, are there any challenges in the industry?
Unfortunately, I would like to say no, but unfortunately, there are numerous challenges in the debt review and in the credit industry. We all know greed, corruption, it's everywhere. So the main challenge that I found in the 12 years that I've been doing debt counseling is that in the industry, there are a number of unscrupulous companies or individuals who are misleading consumers and not acting in accordance with the National Credit Act. A number of these companies are only interested in making money. They are not really interested in helping the consumer. So, but the warning bells here, Monica, would be, you know, if somebody calls you and offers to reduce your debt repayments, or if you receive an SMS offering to reduce your debt repayments, that in itself should become a warning bell. Every single one of us knows our own financial situation. We know if we need help, and we should be the ones approaching somebody for help and asking for help. When you are sick, does a doctor call you and offer to examine you and to treat you? When you have a relation problem, does a counselor call you and offer to help you?
No.
So why should it be any different with your finances? If you're having a problem with your finances, there are professionals out there. There are processes in place to help you. You need to contact the relevant person and ask for help. Don't wait for somebody to phone you and say, hey, I want to help you. You know, the Bible says, for lack of knowledge, my people perish.
So we
need to be alert. We need to be vigilant. I understand that when a person is struggling financially, Monica, they are desperate and they are often very gullible. But listeners, please pray about every decision you take and trust your gut feelings. When you speak to somebody, ask questions. Keep track of what your debt counselor is doing. If you did apply for debt review, keep track of what's happening. Ensure that you are being provided with the service that you are paying for. Ask questions and follow up constantly. And you won't go wrong with this process. It's when you are negligent or gullible that you could run into problems. So the onus is on you to make sure that you are receiving the service that you have paid for, listeners. So we all have a good sound mind. You know, we must apply our mind, apply our gut instinct, talk to our, I mean, you can speak to your friends in church or your pastor and tell them this is what's happening. But as I said, there is a very, very bad perception. There's a bad perception of debt review out there. And this is causing a number of people not to actually benefit from this.
Tell us, Romy, then, how does it end after the application process?
Okay, once you've applied, after you've applied for debt review, you need to make sure that you are paying the full installments on time. But at the end of the process, once you've settled all your debts, your debt counselor will obtain paid up letters and remove you from debt review. So remember, your debt counselor will do that. They'll obtain paid up letters. They'll issue a clearance certificate and they'll be able to remove you from debt review. You will have to provide your debt counselor with a completed application form. Now, this is vital as nobody can obtain any of your financial information without your consent. You will also have to provide your debt counselor with a copy of your ID, your last 3 months bank statements, and your latest salary advice. Your debt counselor will obtain your credit bureau records and undertake a quick assessment and discuss his or her findings with you and discuss the way forward with you. If you are happy, you will then have to consent to the debt counselor proceeding with the application. Your debt counselor will then communicate with your credit providers and commence negotiations on your behalf and provide you with ongoing feedback. Your debt counselor will also assist you to cancel all your loan debit orders, because you will have to make payments via a payment distribution agency, and the payments will have to commence from your next payment, your next salary date. So as I said, debt review is a process. It's quite a lengthy process, and every step in this process has to be completed within specific time frames. Now, the first step, which is notifying your credit providers that you have applied for debt review, must be done within 5 days of receiving your application. Your credit providers must then provide the debt counselor with a certificate of balance within 5 days, and your debt counselor will work out a debt repayment proposal and submit it to your credit providers within 10 days. Then your credit providers must again respond to the proposal within 10 days. So in a nutshell, what this means is that within 30 days of receiving your application, your debt counselor should be able to confirm the new arrangement with you. And your debt counselor is also required to finalize all negotiations and file your application in court within 60 days of receiving your application. So, you know, if you haven't heard from your debt counselor within 30 days, they haven't confirmed things with you, and within 60 days, they haven't finalized your application, you know that there is a problem. You will be required to make full payments via a payment distribution agency on or before the payment due date. So, for example, if your payday is end of the month and you apply for debt review today, which is the 27th of May, your first payment will be due at the end of June. So your debt counselor will help you. You need to cancel all your debit orders for your loans, and you need to make your payment via the payment distribution agency. Once you've settled all your debts, your debt counselor will obtain paid up letters from your credit providers, and they will issue a clearance certificate and remove you from debt review. Okay, in a nutshell, that's the entire process.
Thank you so much, Romy. That was Romy Govender. That was Romy from Debt Counseling. We are so glad that we have got this information. Before she leaves, she'll give us the number so that you can know where to get her. But don't forget to tune on her on Tuesdays at 16:45 here at GNCR. That's Romy Govender for you. Romy, just closing.
Okay, so this is Romy Govender from Finesse Financial Solutions. My contact number is 031-303-3690 or
You can get me on my cell or WhatsApp on 084-250-2356. It's Romy and my number is 031-303-3690 or 084-250-2356. You can also visit my website, which is www.debtfinesse.co.za. Thank you so much, Monica.
And thank you, Romy.
Keep safe.